To wish away everything you know, everyone you know, for a chance at something better is a dangerous daydream. Does it make me a bad person? Maybe. But 18 years of putting my mother's well-being before mine has earned me the right to a little selfishness. My bag lands with a thump on the floor next to the kitchen table. Dad's still at work and Mom doesn't come downstairs. So right now, in this moment, I'm alone. I can finally be just me. With my eyes closed, school and this house and the charade of every day fall away, leaving room for something else. Hope. The briefest brush of anticipation at what life will be like next fall when I start college on the other side of the lake at Northwestern. Maybe even a little optimism that things might change. I grab an apple from the bowl on the counter and take bite after bite as the silence wraps around me, softens the edges of the secrets hiding in the corners. A seed falls on the floor, and I stare at it. If you dig too deeply into anything, it'll start to fall apart, break into pieces until it no longer resembles what you thought you knew to be true, until it's nothing but fragments on the kitchen floor. My twin sister disappeared when we were babies, and it still seems impossible she could have vanished so completely. Her disappearance shattered our family, the fragments sprouting into a darkness from which we've never recovered. In 5 more months, I'll get to leave this all behind, but there's nothing I can do about it right now. I nudge the seed under the edge of the cabinet, grab my bag, and head upstairs. Mom's door is cracked, but no sound comes from inside. I knock lightly on the door and poke my head in. Hey, Mom. She looks up from her knitting and smiles. Hi, Eve. How was your day? She moves her yarn to the floor to make room for me on the love seat and nods at the TV, which is paused mid-show. Do you mind? I shake my head, and Ross and Rachel, two characters from Friends, the only show she watches, spring to life. It was fine. It was good to see everyone after break. I'm ahead on my feature articles, and we get to write a short story for English. That's nice. She pats my knee before resuming her knitting. The long needles click-clack against each other, a sound so ingrained in my memories of her, I doubt I'll ever manage to separate the two. My eyes drift to photos lining the windowsill, but I force myself to look away, to avoid the framed family photos hanging above the TV. Except for the addition of new photos each year, her room has barely changed since 2007, the year I was born. When I was younger, I thought it was because my birth was so important to her and she wanted to remember every detail. And I was partially right, but so very, very wrong.